Welcome to the Conversations with Christians Engaged podcast. I'm your host, Bunny Pounds, the president of Christians Engaged. This ministry exists to awaken, motivate, educate, and empower ordinary believers in Jesus Christ to do three things: to pray for our elected officials and our nation regularly, to vote in every election to impact our culture, and to engage in some form of civic education or involvement for the well-being of our nation.
So thankful, Bunny, for what you do. A lot of people talk the talk, but you really walk the walk.
I love it, love it. Love teaming up with you, Bunny. So excited about what you're doing and the people you're reaching.
And I will stand and lock arms with this woman of God, Bunny Pounds, any day of the week.
Bunny, you are a new hero of mine.
America is worth it. Now is the time. America needs your involvement. Please take our pledge to pray, vote, and engage. Join with a movement of other Christians that are doing these three simple things that can really impact this nation. Join us. Hey, everybody. Bunny Pounds. Wow, what an incredible time we're having talking about prayer and intercession. You know, in the middle of the year, we so often focus in our churches on fasting and prayer at the beginning of the year. But how many of us really think about prayer and intercession in the middle of the year? Are we still talking to God, folks? Are we still having communication with Him on the issues? Are we listening to the news of the day and processing with Him on what's happening in our nation? That's why they were doing this series right now. What an incredible interview we had with Stuart Greaves from IHOP Kansas City. International House of Prayer in Kansas City have been praying nonstop 24/7 for 24 years. And just to be there in Kansas City and to interview Stuart was just a deep honor. Well, I have one of my very, very, very close friends, and notice I emphasize very close friends, who has been in the trenches of the political movements with me for years. Gina Parker is a lawyer. She has run for judge in Texas. She has been involved in the grassroots, worked with Eagle Forum, just been all around everything, government and politics for a long time. And I love that Gina has written a new book called The 828 Journey. And we're going to dive into this because no one can talk about prayer and intercession, very few people in my life, as well as Gina. Gina, it's so great to have you today.
Oh, it's always great to be with you, Bunny.
Well,
I'm always encouraged.
Well, we're texting prayer friends, okay, guys? I mean, Gina and I. And so I want to talk about a lot of things, but I love your book. This just came out through the TBN Publishers, Trilogy Publishing, and they're highlighting on TV. But this book is based on your favorite verse, right, of the Bible, your life verse? Talk about that.
It is, Romans 8:28. And we know all things work together for the good of them that love God and are called according to His purpose. There's great comfort in that verse.
So good. So we know as believers that just because we are following God and trying to listen to His voice and trying to love Him and, you know, good church people, right, that things don't always turn out like we think. And bad things happen to good people sometimes. And I think you spend some good time teaching people and discipling people how to walk through the trials of life. What was the motivation, Gina, for writing this book?
Well, what I'd seen in people's lives in the church, even in leaders and pastors, is that many times they would get discouraged. And I know pastors that are not even going to church and leaders that fall away from God. And so I'm like, you know, we've got to finish the race. I wanted to see that people had what I call intestinal fortitude, but spiritual intestinal fortitude, that they're going to finish the race. Because when you think about it, I guess I'm a little bit of a fighter, but not with people, but against the enemy. He wants us, his goal is to defeat us by causing us to lose our trust in God. He causes us to stop trusting God, then we're on a downhill slide into despair, discouragement, and eventually we walk away from God and from his people. And that's exactly where Satan wants us, ineffective, isolated, and away from God, so we're not growing. And so I wanted to encourage people, don't give up. Don't give over to the enemy. You know, stay in the fight. Finish the race. No matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, have that determination that God is with you, and do not quit. Finish. Finish with Jesus. I will always say, no matter what I go through, and I've been through a lot, but I've always said, I want to finish holding the hand of Jesus so that when I die, my faith is not weaker, but it's stronger, and he means more to me that day than he does today. You know, every day I'm growing, and he is more precious to me. And so I want that's how I want people to live. God is worthy of that.
Yes.
He's worthy of that kind of trust. He's worthy of that kind of worship. And it's a life of worship. It's not really just saying, well, I believe this, or I'm going to pray this. It means everything in my life is surrendered to God. The very end of the book, I talk about plan Z. We have plan A. We have plan Z. So about, you know, halfway through my life, I thought, well, I'm not even on plan B. I'm like, maybe plan F or G. I'm way down the alphabet on the plan of what I thought my life would look like. But God knew the beginning from the end. And plan A and plan Z really are the same. When in the big picture for God, it's not what we do for him. It's not our career. It's not our success. It's not even our failures. But it is having a personal, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. That is what it's about. And there's a Latin term called coram Deo. That means a life lived under the authority of God, in the presence of God, and to the glory of God. Now, if I can do that every day, I've lived a successful Christian life. So that's what the book is really about.
Well, and you give people tools, really, because you get pressed, right? The trials of life.
Sure.
I mean, there are people listening to us today probably that are having major issues in their family. Their kids might not be following God. There's financial issues. There's struggles in our health. There's a lot of things that attack us. And you're helping people give tools. Okay, this is how we take on the enemies of our life. You know, we're not talking flesh and blood here. We're talking about the spiritual enemies. How do we get the right perspective? What are some of the tools that you give people in this book, Gina, for that?
Well, I talk about the shield of faith, and I think that's a very important tool. The full armor of God, which we've all read about, probably sat in through Bible studies on, and studied about the armor of God. And so, and of all of those pieces of the armor, I think faith, for me, is the most important because it helps me focus on who he is, so, and what he's able to do. And I'm a type A personality, so I like to fix everything. But as I get older, I've been telling the Lord, I don't want to be a fixer. I want to be a truster. What a big difference, Bunny.
Wow.
Even in the political realm, we can sit out there to fix the system. But without real faith and trust in God in the process, then we become just as corrupt as the next person that's engaged in that political arena. So, you know, it's that faith in God, knowing that no matter what I face, no matter what comes my way, that God and his nature is faithful and he's good all the time. And sometimes when I'm in the heat of the battle, one of the things I will do, I will say out loud to the enemy, I want you to know, Satan, or to the devil in my prayer time, I trust in God, and he is a good, good God. See, and that right there gives a strength in my soul that I don't have on my own, because what it says is I'm looking up to God. His ways are higher. His ways are wiser. And so that makes a big difference. And one of the other things I've been really working on is, you know, when you read and it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And in everything, give thanks, pray without ceasing. And this is talking about when we're going through the trials. Don't you sometimes think, really, God, you want me to have joy in the middle of this battle? I mean, who feels joy in the middle of a battle? I mean, in our natural strength, we have no joy in the middle of the fire. In fact, recently I told the Lord, I said, I am overbaked. I'm burnt, God. So I'm totally, this is too much. But the reality is in that trial, what I'm finding is an exchange of my pain for his presence. And that's where in verse 29 of Romans 8, the one right after 8:28, it says we're being transformed into the image of God. So when we begin to exchange our pain, our trials, for his presence, then we begin to look more like Jesus. And we begin to reflect his glory. And that really gives, that's the joy, really. It really is. The joy is in knowing him, just to know him. And in that knowing him in the trial, I get victory. But I have to seek him. It doesn't happen because I just wake up in the morning and go, okay, I'm going through a trial, God. You know, it's God, help me. It's crying out to him. It's doing what I've been taught in a Bible study, you know, walking in faith, standing on the word. And you can't fight the enemy without the word of God. So that those are some of the tools.
Yeah, that's so key. We have to get our eyes off of ourselves, off of our circumstances, and we have to look to him, the author and finisher of our faith, with who had the joy set before him, right? Endured the cross for yes. us. We were the joy that gave him that courage to do that. And so when we turn our eyes from the circumstances and put our eyes on him, he's always bigger. He's always bigger. Yes. And so in this book, you put a lot of song lyrics in here, Gina. We talked about how you had to get the legal things done for all these song lyrics.
Oh, yes.
Why was that important to you to fight through and put these song lyrics in here and direct people to worship and music to relate back to as a tool?
Because it helps us remember the word and the promises of God. Music is such a good tool for the soul. And in my second book I'm writing, I talk a lot about worship while we wait. So in the process of trials don't go away fast. Have you ever known a trial to last one day?
No.
No. Usually it's months and sometimes even a year or years. And so when you're going through a trial, if you're praying for a child and that child is away from God or a husband, whatever it may be, you have to worship while you wait. And that's what really shifts you. It takes the word of God and makes it not just dry bread, but it makes it fresh. And it gives anointing to the word of God. And so all these songs, they help me. They raise my spirits. You know, they bring me into his presence. And I don't have a voice. So if you can imagine, you know, occasionally my husband will hear me singing in the shower and he'll say, "Are you singing?" I'm like, "Yes." The word says make a joyful noise, not a pretty noise. So that lifts my spirits to be able to sing and to be able to worship. And it changes my focus off of myself back onto the power of God. And, you know, what I find too is God will drop things into my soul when I'm going through a trial. Recently, in my sleep, I heard the Holy Spirit singing over me, "There's glory in the breaking." And he sang it over and over and over me. So that song became, you know, that chorus, it just settled in my spirit. So that worship changes us. And the little silly song, The Grinch, that I refer to when I talk about forgiveness in the book, yeah. I'm like, wow, that's so true. Sometimes people are so irritating in circumstances. And then, you know, I was watching that movie with my nephews and I went, that's right. That person is a Grinch in my life, but I'm going to have a good attitude no matter what. I had to laugh at myself when I heard that song. It helped me get over myself, get over the offense, and to be able to go, okay, God, I'm getting what you're saying here with this song, you know, about the Grinch. So I
love that. God can use anything, right, to get us to focus on him if we're open to that. You're just watching a movie with your nephews, and all of a sudden God's speaking to you, hey, don't worry about that Grinch.
That's exactly right. Don't worry about the Grinches in your life.
I love that. Now, you know, we've all gone through trials. I don't think there's anybody listening to us today that has not endured something. But I believe, you know, there's people that are in some of the biggest trials of their life right now. And we're definitely feeling even the pressure on a national stage with everything that's going on in our country. And it's hard for us to process. I mean, we can easily just go, you know what? I'm going to not even engage there. I'm not even going to think about what's happening nationally because it's too much. I can't process that. You've been a woman of prayer for so many years. How do you and you've been involved politically for many years. How do you process what's happening in the nation and take that to the place of prayer and work through that with God?
Now, I think it's a challenge. I'm sure you would agree. Sometimes I find myself asking, does this prayer really matter? I mean, does it matter when I pray? I mean, if we're honest, we can act like we're super spiritual and I'm going to pray and, you know, but sometimes we're challenging our faith, you know? And so I think for everyone who's praying for the nation and even for our own personal problems, I wrote this down when I was thinking about this. Do you believe that God hears your prayers? Do we really believe that?
That's a good question.
Yes. And you think about his word, he says, pray for those who are in authority over you. So it's a matter of obedience and faith, because you don't have that. Like when you pray for your mother or you pray for your child or your spouse, you have that personal connection. You know, you're engaged with that person. But when you're praying for the nation on a larger scale, you don't have that intimate friendship or relationship, that divine connection. And so it's a matter of obedience and it's a matter of faith. I'm going to do this. Because God says when the righteous are in authority, you know, that we prosper and that there's peace in the land. And so it's faith-based. It really is. And to me, I'm praying for a great leader and praying for you, Bunny. And I really believe God gave us such a divine connection. And I know when you reached out to me about being involved with Christians Engaged, I said, it's very enticing to want to follow someone who's got energy and vision and passion and to be on the board and to serve. But God spoke to my heart, because the divine connection for us was through prayer and to pray for you as a leader. So you're the designated leader that God's given me to pray for in our nation. And so, because I believe what you're doing is so critical to changing the tide and to bringing revival, because it brings together prayer in politics in the sense that there's a crossroads, and that crossroads is going to be what really changes our nation. You can't have one without the other. You can have revival in the church and never affect the community, never change anything, you know, or you can go and you can get engaged politically and not have prayer and become corrupted. So you have to have both.
Yeah, we have both walked this road for a long time and seen the dynamics on both sides of that. And that's why what we're doing with Christians Engaged is so important. I mean, the church needs to pray, vote, and engage regularly. But we've got to walk with God in it. Gina, you did. You connected with us right off the bat, and I will give you credit. I remember I had a crazy vision of having a conference called the Wake Up Conference in 2021. And I called Gina and I said, Gina, I need a seed on this thing. Do you believe in this? And she said, yes. And she was for our first donation for that. And my staff laughs, Ian, specifically my marketing director. He's like, Bunny had everything, all the speakers lined up within 2 days of you saying yes to that. And and God provided the funds. We paid for it, made a net profit, right? And now we're on our third year for that this year. So it's exciting to see how when we join our hearts together, and I believe it starts with a spiritual connection like we have.
It does.
A spiritual connection around prayer. And then we're going to let's do life together. Let's figure out how we can take the hill together and let's see God move in people's lives. So can you talk a little bit about your early years? I know you have a really great testimony of what God's done in your life and some things. And people can look at you and go, oh, here's a lawyer. Here's someone who's got her own law practice. You have your own business, a manufacturing company. I mean, here you're successful, right? But God's brought you through some things that you bring out in this book as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
As a child, I was sexually abused, and I was also date raped when I was 19. And so these were very traumatic experiences and things that I worked through. And the biggest challenge, I think, anyone who has ever been abused, whether it's sexual or verbal or in a domestic violence situation, is you feel ashamed. It makes you feel less than. And then later in my life, during I was late 20s, I guess, my dad left us. Not only did he leave us, but he basically disowned us for a season. And so those things are challenging, and they make you question your worth. Does God really love me? And your identity. And I can remember my first Father's Day without my father. And I know a lot of people go through divorce. So this is, they experience this. You're sitting there in church and you're not with your father. And so I remember thinking, I felt like a failure, even though I had not been the one who sinned and walked away from God, but it still had that impact on me as a child, as a person. I was actually an adult at the time. And so I can't imagine what a teenager or a young child would feel as their parents are going through a traumatic or difficult divorce. And so through all these various things, I remember one of the things that God spoke to me during my parents' divorce. He said, do not be buried in the graveyard of your enemy. Very powerful. In other words, don't enter into unforgiveness. Don't lose hope. Don't become bitter. And so that, like, literally pulled me out of darkness, that word that God spoke to me, and it planted me in hope. So it moved me from darkness to hope when God said, don't let the enemy win. That's probably where I got that fighting spirit. Don't let the enemy bury you alive. Don't let him defeat you because of what you're going through. All this will work together for good. So you keep pursuing God no matter what's happening. People will fail you. Even people you love the most will fail you. But God will never, ever leave you. He will never forsake you. He will never fail you. He is a God of love. One of my favorite authors is Brennan Manning, and he tells a story about this woman who had been abused sexually by her father. It was horrific. And she came to him, and she was a nun, and she shared with him that she had never felt love, basically. I'm paraphrasing this story. And he said to her, I want you to go for 30 days in your quiet time, and I want you to say, I belong to Abba. For 15 minutes, that's all you're going to meditate on for 30 days. And she came back to him and she said, for the first time in my life, I feel loved. And I've been able to forgive my father. And I know I belong to Abba. I still cry over that story because I know that I'm God's child. No matter, you know, he loves me. No matter what is going on around me, he died for me. And this is a season. This life is so short compared to eternity. And so that's the message that we really have. That's the hope that we have. That's the message this generation needs to know. In a fatherless generation with latchkey kids and so many children that are, you know, in a divorced household, they need to know that message that they belong to Abba, that there's security in that. When I was reading over one of your questions here, and I thought, why is it that I have this faith? Why is it that I pray? I pray because God is faithful and I feel safe with my Father. My Heavenly Father makes me feel safe. In a world that's crazy, I find security and safety in Jesus. And so that makes all the difference in the world.
That is a message, Gina, that so many people need to hear right now. We get so focused and think, well, I'm not that super spiritual person that goes and prays all the time. No, spending time with your father is the greatest calling that you could ever have. And you're going to get your purpose, your destiny, your identity from that place. So we're not calling you to a place of doing more good works, right? Being religious. Spending time praying for things so that you're making, like, you know, you're getting a gold crown because of it, or you're getting treasures from heaven. Okay. No, you're doing that because you actually find your life and your identity and your hope in that place of talking to the Father. And that is so, so key, Gina. Before we pray, Gina, I'm going to just remind people your book is The 828 Journey. Go on Amazon. Where else can they get your book?
They can get it at my website at ginagparker.com.
ginagparker.com. You can buy it directly from Gina, get on her email list and everything else. Or go to Amazon, you know, as you're making your weekly, or, you know, some people it's daily order on Amazon. Go ahead and pick up her book because it is so good, guys. You want to get some keys to live every day. This is a great book to go through and just seek the Lord with. And I've known this woman. Again, she's the real deal. So get with her book. Gina, let's just pray. I think there's people that just heard your story that are just, you know, wondering how you had the courage to even say it, and then are processing, going, can I have that, the courage to walk out of my darkness like that? Will you close us and pray over those folks, and then I'll end?
Okay. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your love that never fails. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you for the comfort of the Holy Spirit. And I pray for every person who's going through divorce or sickness, whatever tragedy or trial they're facing. I thank you that you are the comfort. I thank you for the power of your word, Lord. And I thank you that you are with them and that you just bring your peace to them all through their body, that they would sense your peace and your love. And ultimately, Lord, that they would be filled with joy. In Jesus' name.
Lord, we just thank you for everybody listening to us that are without hope right now, that are struggling. They are in a pit. They're in the trial of their life. They're wondering how they're going to survive. God, I know right now that you are reaching them by your Holy Spirit with this conversation. And we pray, Lord, for hope and faith to rise in their hearts. God, that they would turn their eyes to Jesus, the author and finisher of their faith. It's not their faith, it's the faith that he's given them to go another day, to go another week, to pursue life at its fullest. And Lord, we just thank you that you turn all things together for our good. You are turning every single trial and tribulation. Gina and I have been through it. Everybody goes through major trials in our life. And you are holding our hand and you're comforting us and you're walking us through those and you're performing miracles that only you can do. God, we thank you for that right now in the lives of every person that listens to this podcast through audio or video. And Lord, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Gina, thank you so much for joining us today. What an incredible show. And I just, y'all share this podcast with your family and friends. If you know, if I have a friend right now that needs the 828 journey, then get this podcast to them and let them know about Gina's book and this encouragement, because we all have to be vulnerable and transparent and walk out this journey every day. So thank you, Gina. I don't usually talk about this, but I'm going to talk about it on this podcast. Hey, Christians Engaged needs your support. So we're trying to add some more monthly donors to underwrite this ministry. So if you would consider that, you've been blessed by this podcast. You've been blessed by our events, everything that we do. Would you consider $10, $25, $50, $100 a month to help undergird this ministry? There's five of us full-time trying to make it every day to do this and to serve the body of Christ in America. So I want to encourage you, go to christiansengaged.org, check out our donate page, and check out the video by James Robison there of his endorsement, and then help us with the largest gift or a monthly gift that you can. We just really thank you for your support. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for letting us serve every day. And we'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for joining us for this incredible podcast. What a time we've had. We love you so much. We love being in your life. Have you subscribed? Have you shared this with your family and friends? Please subscribe on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, Rumble, wherever you get your audio or video pods. We need your help. This mission is undergirded by individuals just like you that support this ministry monthly, annually, and whenever you think about us, to be able to reach over 1 million Christians in the next 2 years. That's our goal. We want to empower 1 million Christians around America to pray, vote, and engage regularly. Will you help us? We're here to do that, and we need your help. I want to say thank you to our partners at The Stream. What an incredible online publication put out by James Robison and Life Outreach International. as we come together across denominational lines as believers to discern what God's saying about the news of the day and to hear from different viewpoints. Check out the stream, make it your homepage, and get on their email list. This product is amazing. Also, our partners at Edify App, put out by Christian Post. This podcast app is a convergence of Bible teachers around America. We're excited to be a part of Edify App. Check out all their other podcasts. Thank you so much again for caring about this nation. We're here to help you pray, vote, and engage. We'll see you next week.